located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here this segment by U.S. Army Corps of Engineer Project Manager Brian McNulty. Good morning.
Morning.
And we also have Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins joining us. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning.
This is great timing here with the levels at Tuttle Creek Lake. I know you guys are going to have already started releasing a little bit of water up there. We'll talk about that here shortly. But I also understand there's a meeting tonight in the Northview area, and you guys are somewhat involved. Is that correct?
Well, I think we're both involved. I think Chad Bunger with the city's involved, and this kind of fits in with our plan. You know, you look at long-term plans and what we need to do, and we have triggers for action items. And one of the action items when the water gets up to, you know, somewhere around 11, 14, 11, 16, we start meeting with public and kind of preaching some preparedness. And I think I know they call it a flood meeting, but we're talking about preparedness tonight more than anything.
All right. And so that gets underway at Northview Elementary, 6:30 p.m., open to the public here. And, you know, obviously nothing to be concerned with here, just kind of more planning, as you said.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the lake level here now. We'll bring on Brian as of this morning here. 11:15.87? Is that the latest?
Yeah, that was this morning's elevation, so just under 11:16. You heard it here first on KMAN. Right before I came over, we got the gate orders to shut down to minimum because of some heavy rain in north central Missouri. So by the middle of the afternoon, we'll be down at minimum flows of 200 out, so the lake will start rising again.
Okay, so with that being said here, how much do you expect that to rise here over the next 24 hours?
Most of that rain was all east and south of us, so there was no rain appreciably above us, so still have minimum flows coming into the lake, so it'll be a really slow rise. But without the 4,000 CFS that was going out, it will start to rise again slowly.
I remember a couple of weeks ago you had a meeting here with the joint Riley County, City of Manhattan, and talked about here potentially here by May 1st releasing more of that here. Now, a lot of this depends on weather, too, I guess.
Correct.
As we're seeing here today.
Yeah, last Friday we had 6,000 increase yesterday that didn't happen because of the rain that happened Sunday night. And then the rain that happened last night, it tracked a little bit further north once it was east of us and went up into north central Missouri, south central Iowa. And I saw the writing on the wall when I saw the rain falling up there. That's the same travel time to our targets on the Missouri River, and that's usually what shuts off Tuttle Creek when rain falls in that part of the Missouri and Iowa.
Well, as far as the flood pool, it's filled to 52% here, and that's the third highest pool of all time. Is that hard to believe here?
No, the lake's really doing its job. We had those March rains and snow melt, especially in southeastern South Dakota, northeastern Nebraska, western Iowa, that really put stages on the Missouri River really high. The Missouri River was running actually higher for a brief period of time in March than it was in 1993, and that's what shut off the flows in the Kansas River Basin.
Okay. And as far as the basin conditions here, let's talk a little bit about you have I forget the location on the Missouri River that you guys are kind of eyeballing here, but it's just east of Kansas City.
Right, Waverly, Missouri. It's 73 river miles east of Kansas City.
And what has the latest conditions been like out there?
We've been keeping it running at what's called our phase two level of 130,000 cubic feet per second. It did jump up above that from Sunday night's rain, but our releases wouldn't have done any good because all that water was already downstream of us, and we would have basically just been chasing a falling river if we would have cut releases. It's spiking up above that. I think a preliminary forecast, it's supposed to go back up around 180,000 cubic feet per second. And that rain that fell in north central Missouri last night is what's prompting us to be shut down again to minimums.
All right.
As far as the upper Missouri, conditions up there are looking better. The up around Omaha and north, the river is showing a good drop. That hasn't made its way down into the lower Missouri yet, but that's good news from the standpoint of space becoming available here in the next week to 10 days, assuming they don't get any more precipitation up in that area. The Six Bigs Lakes up on the Missouri River, Gavin's Point, which is on the Nebraska-South Dakota border, is the lowest of those six lakes. It's been releasing 55,000 cubic feet per second for several weeks now, and they've actually got, I think they're about a little over 50% full up there, so they've got the equivalent in storage in those six big lakes of four Tuttle Creek lakes completely full that they have to still move down through the system. So they're going to be releasing water for the next several weeks, if not next two or three months.
Now, compared to the nearby lakes, Perry and Milford, I know a couple weeks ago was pretty high. You guys had quite a holding advantage, it seemed like, over those other two lakes. Is that still pretty much the case?
Yeah, we've got the most water in storage. Like you said earlier, 52% of the flood pools filled. Perry's at 34% full as of yesterday, and Milford was at 29%. And our district as a whole, which is the Kansas River and the Osage River Basin down in Missouri, we have the most water in storage. The next closest lake to us, I believe, is Stockton Lake in south central Missouri, and they're only about 12% full. So,
what does this do for people who go up to Tuttle Creek here? I know there's some restrictions on areas where people can go boating, fishing, stuff like that.
Well, with the lake 40 to 41 feet above normal, obviously all the boat ramps and access points are underwater. Both of our Class A campgrounds, Tuttle Creek Cove Park, Stockdale Park, are closed because the lower part of all the camping areas are flooded. We have the water shut off to those facilities, electric shut off to the utility sites. So there's no camping availability. There is camping available in the state parks. Below the dam, River Pond is still open and accepting campers, and Cedar Ridge on the east side of the dam is still open, and Fancy Creek has an electric loop that's still open as well. So there's sites available. It's just none of the core sites are available right now.
Gotcha. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back with more here with Brian McNulty, Pat Collins, with Tuttle Creek Lake. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.